It's time for the biggest story of the day. This is What Made the Cut with JJ and Alex on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
As I just mentioned, the Oakland A's have decided to spend the next three seasons in Sacramento while they wait for their permanent home in Las Vegas to be built. To give us some details on how this went down, why Sacramento was the choice, and the decision-making on the Oakland A's side of things, we welcome in Joseph Jarosz. Sorry, I'm blowing your name, Joseph.
That's all right.
Jarosz?
Jarosz.
Jarosz! I am so sorry, Joseph. Joseph Jarosz.
That's okay.
Of Sactown Sports, 1140 AM. You're the digital lead there, so you've been on top of this story for quite a while. Joseph Jarosz, welcome to the program, Joseph. We appreciate you taking your time to talk to
no
us
problem,
today.
Guys.
First of all, give us the lowdown on why Sacramento was the choice over other options.
Yeah, like you guys explained, it was Sacramento, Salt Lake threw their name in the hat, and even taking over the AAA stadium in Las Vegas or renewing with the Coliseum in Oakland. It came down to Vivek Ranadive, the owner of the Kings. He also owns the AAA team here in Sacramento, the Sacramento RiverCats. He touted his friendship with John when things fell apart in Oakland. Vivek was explaining today that things moved rather quickly and they were able to get a deal done to, you know, just kind of come up the road a little bit and stay in California for at least 3 years. There's an option for a fourth just in case something with Las Vegas doesn't happen in a timely manner.
You mentioned how quickly this happened. I mean, Oakland had a deal on the table, I guess. They reduced they were asking $97 million. They reduced it by $30 million to extend their lease in Oakland. And it sounded like the A's liked that price, but within 24 hours, the switch flipped and they chose Sacramento. What was it that made that switch flip so quickly, do you think, for the A's just to be like, no, we're done in Oakland?
It sounded like they weren't as close as it may have appeared.
Okay.
The A's president, Dave Cabal, said that today in one of the scrums after the press conference that the two sides were just too far apart. And that's kind of what broke down for them in Oakland.
How much of a factor was the TV money? We heard about that, and it didn't seem to come up when the A's were visiting Salt Lake City, but that was a pretty important detail. In the end, was that the biggest thing for the A's, was to do whatever they could to keep that, 60 or $70 million in cable revenue?
Yeah, they didn't dive into the details of how much they're keeping with NBC Sports California, but that was a big factor to stay regionally, because NBC Sports also has the Kings, and they said today that they're keeping the same markets. They didn't go into the details of how much they'll be getting from the deal, but they'll be in the same markets for the next 3 years with NBC Sports. So it played into a factor.
Okay, so here in Salt Lake, we've got the former ownership group of the Utah Jazz, the Larry H. Miller group, that is, you know, they've been vocal about potentially one day getting an expansion team here to Utah. They were hopeful that maybe the temporary home for the A's would be their another ace up their sleeve, so to speak, to show Major League Baseball, look, we can do this. Well, now Vivek, I can't say his last name, the Kings owner, he's kind of in that same situation where he's saying this is our chance to audition for potentially Major League Baseball. Do you think that that Sacramento can make a strong case for that? Because if that's the case, suddenly Salt Lake has a competitor for an MLB expansion location out in the West.
I think they're going to try as hard as they can. In one of the scrums after the press conference, Vivek Ranadive was saying that there's no guarantee, but he's been in talks with MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, and the commissioner has expressed creating an expansion team on the West Coast, hoping it lands in California. So I think that's what the Kings owner is banking on, that these next 3 years, possibly 4 years, will show that Sacramento will come out. The capacity for the ballpark is just over 14,000. I'm guessing they will sell out the first year just on, you know, curiosity alone from people in the region. But if that continues the next 2 years after that, I think there's going to be a strong push that he wants a second major league team, a second professional team in Sacramento. He's been in the running in the past for an NHL team, I believe. Or he at least put his name in a bid for one. I can't remember which one. But he wants to, he said today, he wants Sacramento to be a sports town. And this is how it gets to that point, you know, adding a second major franchise.
Last question I had for you was, was in people you talked to, how serious was Salt Lake City and how serious was Utah considered for the A's temporary home?
They didn't dive into specifics. It really sounded like it was Oakland or Sacramento. I'm not sure how serious Utah, Salt Lake was, or how serious Las Vegas was before the ballpark is built. I don't know why they would have wanted to go there and play in a smaller park and then go to a larger park. But it sounded like it was Northern California with the two highest possibilities.
That certainly makes sense with all that TV money. Joseph, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on and giving us more insight on how all this deal all went down. We were paying close attention because the prospect of Major League Baseball even temporarily coming here to Utah was thrilling. But we'll have to wait. Hopefully the expansion process favors Utah in the future. Thanks for coming on the show.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
All right, that's Joseph Tarrasch from the Sactown Sports, 1140 AM. He's their digital lead there. A Bonneville company, by the way.
I'll be
our friends in Sacramento.
I'll be paying more attention to the A's than I have in a while now after they moved to
Sacramento. Why?
I want to see how Sacramento does with the A's there. And obviously, I'm not going to be there in person up close, but from a media standpoint, from game, I just want to see how, because I am interested now suddenly with the Kings owner saying, hey, we're auditioning for MLB too. I still think Utah's in a great situation, but there aren't any other markets in the West other than what we've heard from Portland saying, hey, we could be a Major League Baseball franchise or market. Now there's another one popping up, and I don't know if it makes you a little nervous. It makes me a little nervous.